Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. You guys, this podcast episode is probably going to be short and sweet. I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes. But y'all, I did something today that I'm so proud of myself for. I changed my number. I've had this number since 2009. Like, I've switched phone companies and kept the same number. And y'all, I know people are like, what? No, like, I really had to change my number. There was, people had access to me that I don't even remember in my life. Like, I don't know if I have the text message. I want to read y'all the text message that sparked this whole thing. Oh, I don't have it. Okay, basically somebody I don't know texted me and was like, is this Cash? And I'm like, who is this? Oh, you know me. I just want to know if this is you before I tell you who I am. And I was like, you know what, bro? You just gave me the push I need to get my number changed. Because I'm like, these people have access to me. And it's just, it didn't feel good. And I had a person or people in my life that just put so much weight on me. And that number was tied to too much. And it was stressing me out. I love my friends and I love being there for them. But I was just in a very, to me, it seemed like a very toxic, one-sided friendship. And I know that this person is going through a tough time. So I'm loving them from a distance because I can't pour from an empty cup. I can't show up for somebody else if I'm not okay. So this phone number change was like me hitting reset in my life. So let me show you guys. Not show you guys. You can't see. So there's this quote by Coco Chanel. A woman who cuts her hair is about to change her life. And then another one is when a girl changes her hair, she's ready to change her life. You don't know me. The most I do to my hair is get it blown out and flat ironed. Might get it curled, but my curls don't stick. I don't cut my hair. I don't dye my hair. I don't do none of that. So to me, the equivalent of cutting my hair is changing my number. Like I said, I had that number since 2009, y'all. 2009. It's 2021 right now, okay? And it just felt like a weight lifted off of my chest. It felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest. I'm like, there's too many. Besides the friend that blew up my phone and didn't give a damn about me or, like, just threw all their baggage on me without seeing if I was prepared in my squatting stance to collect it. But I just had, people had too much access to me. People from what, that's what, 12 years ago? 12, 13 years ago had access to me. And I didn't know who they were. And it just didn't sit well with me. I felt like I didn't really have peace because I was so easily accessible to other people with having that phone number. Like, somebody can walk out my life 5 years ago and come back and text me like, hey, is this Cash? This is so-and-so. And I know I had the option to not reply, but if they had my number, they can still block. What, star 69? Is that it? Or is it star 67? I don't remember. I know it's one of those. They could block their number and call me. They can get a text app and call me. It didn't sit well with me, especially with what I've gone through with the girl's dad. Like, people playing on my phone, I don't play that. So this whole changing my number thing was such a, man, it was such a, like, pivotal moment, because I was so tied to that number. I, like I said, I switched cell phone services, cell phone providers. I went from Razor phone, flip phone, to whole bunch of Androids, iPhone, team iPhone for the past few years with the same number. It was easy. It was me. Like, I know my number by heart. I even know the new number by heart. That tells you a lot. I just got this number. But it felt so good. It felt so good because I'm like, now I can be, I'm about to be 30, y'all. So I can be really selective with who has my number and who has access to me. Y'all want to know something? I'm going to tell y'all anyways. None of my old things, my old flings, situationships, none of them have my new number. Once you drop cash, or cash drops you, ain't no coming back. We're not doing this around and around we go. We ain't scrubbing the ground, boo-boo. That's not happening, okay? None of them. And it feels so good. It feels so good. So I'm going to be real selective with anybody that, oh, you want to, here's my Instagram because I could block you and I could block your future accounts too. Phones need that. But y'all, I feel so good. I'm like so excited because I know some stuff is about to get, it's about to get real, y'all. It's already gotten there. I've been praying so hard and so long for a better schedule so I can spend more time with my kids because, quite frankly, I'm the only parent they have. And that's answered. And I was like, you know what? I said when I get a new position, I'm going to change my number. And I didn't do it. I mean, I did do it. So it feels, I got the new position. Now I got a new number. And now this is just, y'all, I'm going into my 30th year. Oh, goodness, my knees are starting to hurt now. But I'm going into my 30th year, like, with a clean slate and joy in my heart by this change, y'all. Oh, my goodness. It feels so awesome. So, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. Probably inspire somebody to do something. It doesn't have to be as drastic as you changing your hair. Cutting your hair, it could be as simple as a cell phone number change, but I'm just saying my main point is do what you got to do to protect your peace. That might look like cutting somebody off, that might look like changing your phone number, changing your Instagram, changing your name on Facebook so somebody can't find you, blocking, deleting, whatever it is, do what you have to do to protect your peace, and I promise you it's going to feel so good.